you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk to you about having no screen days. So, a little while ago, I had my first no screen day. And I will tell you, this has never been like 100%. Sometimes I have like one call or like one thing that I need to work on. But for the most part, majority of the day, I'm not on the screens. And the first time that I did that, I was actually very excited and I had a lot of fun. And it was something new and it was something different. So I was really motivated and I had a great experience. And then what I will tell you, as I continue to do this week after week, it has gotten harder because my brain has started to try to get me to not do that. So even last week, I technically failed. I had spent probably more time on the screens on my no screen day because I had let my brain talk me in to like using my screen. And it seems like a really good reason at the time. Like, that's the thing about the brains, is they're a little sneaky. It always seems like a good idea. Like, it always seems like a valid reason until I realized, I was like, oh, wait a second. I'm on screens on my no screen day. And that's not how I wanted it to go. So I'm doing it again. And this is what I wanted to share with you. Is that first, when you start going after your goal, it might seem really exciting and you might seem really motivated. And then what happens is it starts to get harder. The brain starts to become more clever in the ways that it tells you to like not do the thing. And before you know it, you find yourself like not making progress or a goal or like failing at doing the things you said you were going to do. And here's why. Because when we have that excitement and that motivation, we're not really feeling the uncomfortable feelings that can come up. We're excited, we're motivated, so we start to do it. And then once it starts getting uncomfortable, that's when our brain is like, oh, avoid this. Don't do that. Go do something else. Let's forget about the goal. We can't do it. All of this because it starts to get uncomfortable. So, what I've noticed for me is my brain is like trying to talk me out of it. It's like, well, we could need to do this and we need to do that and we could do this and we could use that time for this and that. And it has like all of these reasons. And as I've been doing it, my brain's just been coming up with more and more reasons. And so, what I want to encourage you to do is actually let it be uncomfortable, especially for something like this. I'm like, no, this is supposed to feel good. I'm supposed to enjoy my break. But it's not really feeling that great because, first, I have to allow and get used to and get comfortable with the discomfort, and then it will start to feel better. So, when you're going after your goal, think about when you stopped. Was it when it started feeling more uncomfortable? And if it was, how can you start back and just feel uncomfortable some of the time? When you understand how your brain works, it makes it so much easier to work with your brain. I want you to think about how you're currently taking action. If you don't understand how your brain works, it's like you're swimming up the current. It's so much harder. Whereas if you just turned around, then you could actually swim so much easier because you would be working with your brain. If this is something you want to learn about, go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to my Why You Aren't Taking Action video.